Hi, Marty Lurie here, KNBR 680. The 70th anniversary of Jackie Robinson's debut in the National League with the Brooklyn Dodgers. Art Spandler, maybe some of your thoughts about the significance of Jackie Robinson and what he's meant over the years.
Well, certainly we understand now about racism and everything else, the fact that African Americans were not allowed to play in the major leagues. And certainly, you know, a restriction that hurt America, hurt athletes. And when he broke in, I was, 9 years old, and I really didn't know. People would tell me, Jackie Robinson, and of course he had a great season, Rookie of the Year, and he was a tremendous baseball player, and that, I think, was more important to me as a kid than the fact that he was African-American, or as they said in those days, Negro. And so over the years, of course, I came to understand, and also I went to UCLA, and when I was there, I started studying some of Jackie's background. And the amazing thing to me is he played four sports at UCLA, and his worst sport was baseball. He led the country in punt returns, I believe it was. He led what was then the Pacific Coast Conference in scoring in basketball. He broad jumped, as they called it then, long jump now, and won the conference. And I guess he took off his baseball uniform, ran over, long jump, went back, and of course he played baseball. So when people talk about the athlete of the decade and Michael Jordan of the century, the half century, Michael Jordan gets a lot of votes. Here's Jackie Robinson, who played four sports and was a tremendous, and we know how good a baseball player he was.
But Art, knowing the country in the 40s, it's after the war, and knowing the abuse he had to take and that he had to turn the other cheek, they always say, show me the man first, then show me the athlete. And that's what Branch Rickey had to see, the man first, and he lived up to it.
He certainly did. And Branch Rickey, of course, gets credit in all this, too. And the Dodger organization. I mean, it's hard to believe today, 70 years later, of what existed. And it's like, how dare they bring a black player, an African-American? And as we know, we've seen, it was in films, we've read about it. And some of the documentaries, what he did have to go through, and throwing black cats on the field, and other ball players openly taunting him. And of course, now we've advanced. I mean, what amazes me how far the country has advanced, not just baseball, but other sports. You look down and you see the University of Alabama, which had no black players at all, now almost all black. You know, people say, oh, sports, etc. But in some ways, sports has enabled people to make great progress. And one of the reasons is we appreciate talent. And it took a long time for the African Americans for their talent to show. But now, I think people, you've heard it, I don't care if people are green, yellow, what country, where they come from, can they help us win? And Jackie Robinson, of course, that was another thing. The Dodgers won the pennant in 47 with Jackie Robinson, and so he gave them a tremendous boost. And it's funny, you hear people, the liberals, and I just use this term, I'm a pretty liberal guy, that what Jackie did for them, and Doris Kearns Goodwin wrote a wonderful book about that, growing up in Brooklyn, and you had a big ethnic, a lot of Jews in Brooklyn, and a lot of Italians, and Jackie did things for them. In other words, he made them believe that their group could ascend too.
Boy, great recollection, Art. Thanks so much.
Welcome.
And it's Art Spandler, Newsday, right here, KNBR 680, the sports leader.